AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is diving into politics over the fatal aircraft crash.
I speak to you this morning in an hour of anguish.
In the White House briefing room.
We are one family.
But the president soon lashed out at his Democratic predecessors for lowering air safety standards.
I put safety first. Obama, Biden, and the Democrats put policy first.
Without evidence, faulting Democrats and Federal Aviation Administration diversity efforts.
The FAA is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities.
Asked if he's actually blaming DEI for the accident.
It just could have been.
But later doubled down on DEI being to blame.
Because I have common sense.
While absolving the jet's pilot.
He was doing everything right. He was on track.
The president questioned the Black Hawk's crew.
I have helicopters. You can stop a helicopter very quickly.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer ripped the president for spreading conspiracy theories, even as crews were in the frigid Potomac River just a few miles away, searching for bodies.
It just turns your stomach.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president's choice for Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, says she is not a puppet.
Accusing me of being Trump's puppet, Putin's puppet, Assad's puppet, a guru's puppet, Modi's puppet. Not recognizing the absurdity of simultaneously being the puppet of five different puppet masters.
Gabbard began her Senate confirmation hearing today by telling lawmakers that big changes are needed to address years of failures of America's intelligence service. Kash Patel, President Trump's pick to lead the FBI, insists during his confirmation hearing to skeptical Democrats that he does not have an enemies list. This is AP News. NASA's two astronauts who have been stuck in space for about 7 months have taken their first spacewalk together. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
P1, P9, J1, and J9 are configured.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck at the International Space Station since last June. But on Thursday, they took their first spacewalk together. They removed a broken antenna and wiped the space station's exterior for any evidence of microbes. It's a new record for Williams and for women. Williams has beaten retired astronaut Peggy Whitson's record of 60 hours, 21 minutes worth of spacewalking. As for when Williams and Wilmore will come home, either late March or early April when SpaceX can bring them back. They had originally planned to spend just a week at the space station, but Boeing's Starliner capsule encountered so much trouble that NASA decided to bring it home empty. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.